coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Why, hey there, Tailgate Nation. You're looking sexy tonight. This is the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this Valentine Day weekend episode of Tailgate Radio. Now, we're not going to jump into the Valentine shenanigans that go along with that. We know that there's a lot going on in the world of sports. However, from a tailgating perspective, we're in a little bit of a purgatory. Football season's over. NASCAR season has yet to begin. Baseball season has yet to begin. Basketball season is in full swing, but as we all know, basketball is not the most conducive sport to tailgating, and here's why. We actually had a conversation. We were actually at the NBA headquarters a few years ago and had this very conversation with the folks at the NBA. They want to have tailgating. They want to get a piece of that, and all that that implies, including the merchandise, the tents, the canopies, the chairs, all that's that is labeled and logoed and licensed. They also love the fact that tailgating creates brand loyalty, team loyalty. It creates an atmosphere and an experience that fans love to participate in. But the problem with the NBA's ability, and it's nothing on them except how they're structured. I mean, think about it. When you go to an NBA game, those games are typically in the middle of the week. You know, they have weekend games too, but most of their games, the bulk of the games are in the middle of the week or during the week, and folks get off of work at 5, 5:30, sometimes 6, and tip-off might be 7. There's just no time in most cases. Now, there are some exceptions to that, but the other thing associated with that is that many of the NBA arenas don't have the bandwidth, the ability to do tailgating. I know I remember having a conversation with one of the folks that runs runs Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. They would love to do tailgating. They just don't have anywhere to do it. And a number of teams have just been very restrictive on the parking and the ability to do any type of exterior outdoor tailgating. Some arenas, including here in San Antonio at the AT&T Center, they have created a tailgating area that's, you know, it's manufactured, but at least it does give you that outdoor feeling, and there's beer and there's food and there's things like that outdoors, and really gives you that sense before you go into the arena for the game. But by and large, the NBA does not have a real good venue for the tailgating experience. Now, that being said, a lot of folks do home gating. And home gating is a growing phenomenon. And I'll tell you, it's like a block party. It's outdoors in your house, you know, in your neighborhood. And folks gather together and watch those games, cook food, do all the things that you do in tailgating, but it's done at the home. And that's really where I think the explosion of home gating for the NBA is going to take place, is they can capture that tailgating market. It's just going to be modified in most cases to the people's homes. So those of you that are going through withdrawals right now, tailgating withdrawals from your college football experience, your NFL football experience, just hang tight. We're going to have a great new show that's going to air. It's called Tailgate Training Camp. And what this is going to do, it's going to be that stopgap, that bridge that's going to get you through your non-tailgating season. Now, if you're a NASCAR fan, no worries. You're kicking off in 2 weeks. You're going to be out there at Daytona for 4 days, kicking it and getting ready to do all the things associated with a NASCAR tailgate. And you've got no worries. But for those of you from the gridiron that are really trying to figure out what you're going to do, fear not, because Tailgate Training Camp is going to be a short form show, 15 to 20 minutes, and we're going to be bringing you some of the best products and manufacturers, inventors, and really bring you the cool gadgets that are going to be ready for next year's football season, if that's how you roll with your tailgating. So we're going to have those folks coming on, talking about their products, talking about how they got the idea. We're going to have some videos on our website that are going to show you some of these products in action. And best of all, a lot of these folks have already agreed to give listeners of Tailgate Radio some special pricing. Before you ever see it in the stores, or if it is in the stores, they're going to give you better deals than you can get from a retailer. So we're super excited about Tailgate Training Camp coming up in just a few weeks. We're going to start it in the month of March, and we're going to roll it right on through. It's going to be a weekly show from here on out. And, you know, as we say, you know, there's no off season. Tailgating is no off season. And just like the players have to get ready for the game day experience in the season, tailgaters have to be perpetually ready for the next big tailgate party. And so we're going to bring you Tailgate Training Camp starting in March. And I think it's going to be a great show, and it's really going to be product driven. So if you know of someone, or you yourself have a great product that you'd like to share with the world and really grow your presence in the tailgating space, give us a call. Reach out to us on our Twitter at Tailgate Radio. You can call us on our hotline at area code 210-625-8710. You can email us at tailgateradio@gmail.com. That's the easiest way to reach us for anything. Just put product in the subject line, and we'll get back with you for sure, because we want this to be truly a show of an organic nature. You know, we're not just going to reach out to the big companies, and not to say that we won't have some products represented by big companies. But really, we're interested in those folks that, you know, they're maybe an accountant or a banker or a veterinarian during the day, and they have this cool tailgating idea, and they just don't know the right or don't have the channels to get it out there. We'll help you get it out there. And we can tell you all about that. So get ready for Tailgate Training Camp coming up this March on this same channel, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher Radio, your TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, anywhere else you're listening to this. Tailgate Training Camp is going to be coming up real soon. And folks, we're going to take a quick break right now before we come back. We've got a great show for you. We're going to do some tailgating headlines from across the country. We're also going to go back out to Las Vegas and finish up our time at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show out in Las Vegas, Nevada. That was a great time, and it was just... unbelievable, the creative folks that are out there that have great products. And we'll give you a taste of that when we come back. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Hey, it's Dawn Murphy here from TrackSmack, your home for everything racing, NASCAR, IndyCar, you name it. We got it. If it goes fast, it goes in circles. If it goes right, if it goes left, I don't care. We're going to talk about it. And you can tune in and get all of the details here on Tailgate Radio as to when we will be launching. I guarantee you it's going to be right here before Daytona, which is creeping up on us. Again, that's TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, the TuneIn Radio app.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
When conventional wisdom said no one could make a hot dog longer than 6 inches, you dared to dream.
Dared to dream.
You knew the limitations of a regular size hot dog bun, and you ignored them.
Can't stop.
You made a 10-inch wiener, and people cheered.
Oh.
But you weren't satisfied. You said, wait, I think I can still give you 2 more inches.
Gotta want it.
And so the footlong was born. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Hot Dog Hero, because you gave every single one of us our fondest wish, a bigger wiener.
Thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
And now, reports of lights in the sky. You should see how we pee.
Elaborate prank or extraterrestrial phenomenon.
All right, Tailgate Nation, this week's tailgating news comes to us from the Courier Journal in the great bluegrass state of Kentucky, Dateline Frankfort, Kentucky. Tailgating before college games is a much-loved and long-held tradition for thousands of sports fans who like to mix school spirit and other types of spirits like fine Kentucky bourbon or cold beer, but in many cases, it's against the law. Who knew, said Representative Mary Lou Marzian, a Louisville Democrat and admitted tailgater who has filed House Bill 224 in the great state of Kentucky to address the issue. Her two-pronged bill would resolve the tailgating situation at college stadiums and racetracks and allow passengers on certain cycle taxis to drink alcoholic beverages. A Louisville taxi service known as the Thirsty Peddler that operates four-wheeled cycles would benefit. A bill last year solely addressing the taxi issue failed amidst opposition from regulators and claims by others that it would promote drunkenness. This year's bill would create a new liquor license for authorized public consumption that would cover both cycle taxis and tailgating. What some Kentuckians probably already believe is an unalienable right at college stadiums and racetracks. I think everybody sort of just does it and it turns their head the other way, Marzian said of the tailgating issue. The same regulators that opposed last year's efforts assisted in the language for this year's bill and are officially neutral, which led Marzian to say, I think we have a good shot for getting it passed. Marzian said that the regulators sought the tailgating language, which is intended to provide a legal framework for a common practice. State law in Kentucky bans drinking alcoholic beverages in unlicensed public places, which includes common areas of professional offices and department complexes. While there are enforcement efforts against underage drinking, adult drinking at sporting events is largely ignored, if not expressly allowed. Despite common practice, the law is not murky, said Steve Humphreys, general counsel for the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Department. Basically, drinking in a public place, the statute says, is illegal unless the location has a licensed premise, and this would allow it to get a license. Then tailgating would be okay, Humphreys said with a chuckle. This bill would let universities and racetracks obtain annual $250 authorized annual consumption licenses and declare certain areas open for tailgating. If you get a license, it's not a public place under the law anymore, says Humphrey. The two largest public universities haven't taken a stand on the bill, with spokesmen separately issuing most mirroring statements. We're reviewing the bill to determine its potential impact on alcohol sales and tailgating at our football stadium, University of Louisville spokesman Mark Hebert, or Hebert, said. Alcohol is sold at U of L games, where the concessions company Center Place is the licensee. While over at the University of Kentucky, technically it's a dry campus, though tailgating isn't accepted practice in its parking lots, and no Southeastern Conference school sells alcohol at stadiums, although alcohol is allowed in some areas, such as suites at UK. We're evaluating the proposed legislation to better understand what impact it might be, UK spokesman Jay Blanton said. And that article comes to us from Gregory Hall with the Courier Journal in the great state of Kentucky. You know, in 2015, there should be ways for traditions like tailgating to overcome some of these obstacles. And a lot of it is just antiquated laws. And it looks like that the state of Kentucky is addressing that. And it seems like they've come up with a fairly even-handed way to handle the tailgating issue. And hopefully they will be able to get past this because they're great tailgating fans in Kentucky, at both Louisville and the University of Kentucky. And I've been to Louisville a few times for tailgating. I've been to Kentucky once. Great fans, great tradition, and getting the law out of the way so that it helps promote this is a great step forward. So kudos to the forward-thinking folks in Kentucky for moving this legislation along, and hopefully it'll pass. And if it does, we'll let you know.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
When we come back from the break, we're going to head out to Las Vegas to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. So hang on, folks, and when we come back, we'll be at the Las Vegas Convention Center at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Today's episode of Tailgate Radio is sponsored by Bombas. Bombas are athletic leisure socks re-engineered to look better, feel better, and perform better. But besides making comfortable socks, Bombas was founded to solve a problem. Since socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters, Bombas donates a pair of socks for each pair bought. Bombas has donated more than 150,000 pairs of socks to those in need since launching in October 2013. And these socks are great socks, too. They were researched and developed for 2 years before hitting the market. So you're getting socks that are comfy, they fit well, they don't slip, and they just last and last and last. It's built like a honeycomb for strength. They've got a cushioned blister tab on the ankle if you're an athletic type, and they've tested all sorts of tension levels to make sure it won't start falling off. And they've tested it at all sorts of tension levels to make sure it won't start falling down after a few months. Basically, comfy quality socks that look good. That's Bombas. So go to bombas.com. That's BOMBAS.com and use the promo code Tailgate to get your bonus pair. And whether it's for yourself or for a gift for the upcoming holidays, they'll donate a pair to those in need for each pair you buy. That's bombas.com. All right, folks, we're back here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're continuing to walk the floor and see some of the most incredible products out there for tailgating, outdoor use, and I found myself in front of the Pump Bottle Misters, folks. I've got Scott Morgan and Rhonda Mokerski here, and tell us about your product, because I'm seeing a color, every color in the rainbow, and I am very curious to learn more about your product.
Well, back in 2007, we had another business that was very seasonal, so we were trying to find a product that we could sell, create, do something with to be able to generate more income for us. And then we designed what we now call the Pump Bottle Mister, which is a large capacity personal mister that you can put anywhere from 1 liter to 1.5 liters of ice and water in there. Once you do that, you pump it up a little bit to build up some pressure, and then you spray it up in the air, and it blows a real cool mist down on you.
So no batteries, no fans?
Nothing like that. It's just a little bit of some manual labor. Works really well. You don't have the hand fatigue. You don't have to have something break down because, you know, the fan broke or your batteries are dead or whatnot. But with this, it actually did so well for us that we ended up getting rid of our other business, and now this is what we do full time, and we've been doing this ever since. I created this, like I said, back in 2007, and we've sold over 1 million units so far since then, and we're still a small company. You know, we have 3 employees, and that's it. And we've just been doing really well with that.
Now, from a standpoint of applications, I mean, I can think of a few, but tell me some of the main applications that someone that would like to purchase or interested in learning more about your product, tell us about all the things it can do.
Okay. Well, the Pump Bottle Mister, it is a pressure sprayer, so you can use it, obviously, to keep yourself cool, like I was talking about. We have people that use them to bathe birds, animals. We found out at one show it's a perfect hog sprayer because hogs can't sweat, so they need to be cooled down. And when they're in the barns during the summer, it works well for that. We've used it to remove wallpaper and ceiling insulation. So it's, like I said, it's multi-purpose. We have 2 empty bottles sitting on our coffee table, so when our cat jumps up on the counter, all I got to do is grab it and start pumping it. Even though there's nothing in it, he jumps right down because he's learned. But it's also fun for the kids because the nozzles are adjustable, so you can not only use it as a mist, you can squirt it like a water gun, and the kids are running around having water fights, and it's a blast. We get so many good comments about it. It's a blast.
Yeah, and I know as a coach of peewee football, flag football, and soccer, we have a bench, and I could just use this and just go right down the row and get everybody cooled off.
Yes. Matter of fact, last summer in June, we were gold-level sponsors for the AYSO National Games. where we donated $10,000 worth of merchandise to them to give away to their players and coaches. And it worked out great because for the first time ever, they held the games in Riverside, California, and you had kids coming from all over the nation in a lot of cooler areas, and they're having to play in 105 degree heat. And it was so neat to see at halftime, you'd look out in the field, and as soon as the kids ran over, you'd see four or five misters just shooting water up in the air, cooling the kids down. And we've had a really, really good response with that, with the coaches thanking us for being there to do that.
Yeah, and you know, I read somewhere, and this is so strange that I'm talking to you, but I read somewhere that doing any type of misting can cool the body down almost 30 degrees,
yes, 30
from,
degrees,
the,
yes.
from yep. the temperature that's actually out there. So you're taking
it's
100 degree.
It's a safety issue for the small children out on the field, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I live in Texas, and they start two-a-day football practices in August. Mm-hmm. It's almost always over 100 degrees. So having this out there to cool those older students, those high school, you know, there's been some things in the news recently about some players that have gotten heat exhaustion. So
right.
this would certainly help with
right.
that as
it,
well.
It does keep that safety issue down, keeps the kids cool so that there's not that, you know, fear that the parents have, that the administrators have, your coaches have. When the kids come off the field, they can instantly get cooled down and you don't have to worry about them getting sick and ill.
So where can folks pick up a pump bottle mister?
Well, we are based out of Southern California and out of Houston. So, excuse me, for the Southern California crowd, we have the Big Five Sporting Goods. They retail our misters. Other than that, we have our website, which is pbmisters.com. You can purchase them there. You can look for us on Amazon. We've been in the market now for a little while, and they're not too difficult to find, but they are definitely worth finding.
Right. Well, do you have anything to
yes,
add?
Yes, just that they come in two different sizes, eight great colors. We also have fundraising available for sports teams and nonprofit organizations that work very well to their benefit.
Definitely. Well, Scott and yeah. Rhonda, I really appreciate your time. And
thank
best
you.
Of luck here at the show. And, folks, if you want to take advantage of getting one of these misters, you can do it online at pbmisters.com. Or if you're in Southern California, the
Big Five Sporting Goods. Definitely.
Yeah. So thank you for letting us come into your booth and hang out with you a bit.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks. And I'm here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada with Marshall Greer. He's with DMC Grilling Foil and Quick Coal. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, John.
Now, whenever I walked by your booth, I was immediately struck by looking at some aluminum foil that had holes in it. And I know as somebody that grills a lot, getting that aeration. And the other thing is, you know, when I do pork and chicken, it always sticks. So I want you to tell me about your product, because if you're telling me what I think you're going to tell me, I'm excited for you, because a lot of people are going to want this product.
Well, we're very excited. It took us several years to come up with the proper the situation where the foil is heavy enough to withstand fire up to about 536 degrees, where normal foil is around 425. And then what we did was we added a couple more microns, which is in aluminum foil terms, a little heavier than what's on the market in heavy foil. And then we had to find a manufacturer that can properly place holes for venting and perforated holes so that we can get that smoke flavor to the food without interrupting the integrity of the foil. And then on top of that, we came up with a very high-tech non-stick surface. And I don't want to say that nothing will stick, but I will say that our foil is chicken and fish friendly. I've cooked about 10 times so far chicken on the skin side, and I flipped them with a spoon. I cooked fish, I've cooked salmon and tilapia, and I flipped them with a spoon. So we're very excited about the fact that we can really claim that our non-stick doesn't stick, and the fact that our foil is very loyal. It holds up under any condition, and we're just excited about it.
Well, tell me about your story, because how'd you come up with the idea? How did it take you from starting the concept to standing here at the convention center in Las Vegas? Tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, my family's from Atlanta, Georgia area, and my cousin, he's a master griller for the last 27 years, and they call me Junior, and he said, Junior, when are you going to make something so I don't have to continually put holes in my smoker? And I said, well, I don't know. And the next thing you know, about a year later, I start thinking about it, and I inquired about it, and then I end up hiring an attorney to do some product research, and we found that there was nothing on the market. So we sunk our teeth in that, and then about 4 or 5 months later, I had 3 prototypes made for me to test. They were without nonstick at the time. And then from there, that's history.
That's fantastic. Well, how can folks get a hold of this for their next tailgate? You know, you've got football season wrapping up, but NASCAR season and racing is right around the corner. And I can see thousands and thousands of people needing this out in the parking lot and in their home, for that matter, to grill and not have to worry about pulling the skin off the chicken, the pork, salmon, all the things you talked about, because that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. What you can do is you can just go to www.grillingfoil.com. That's www.grillingfoil.com, one word. And our site is live as of about 72 hours ago. And we're ready to take orders. I think we're on our 7th order. We're moving pretty good. We're happy about everything. And we feel very good about our future.
Well, Marshall Grill, I want to thank you so much for letting us come in. And Tailgate Nation, this is a must-have out in the parking lot at your home. This is going to save you time. It's going to add more flavor to your meat. And with that nonstick and with those holes, you're going to get that smokiness, that flavor that you're missing right now by just laying down a piece of regular aluminum foil. And I couldn't be more excited. You've got a home run, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, John.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
And I'm here with AJ Zakarian with RoboCup.
How you doing?
Fantastic. Tell us about RoboCup, because I'm seeing all these samples, and it looks like this is a tool, this is a product that has so many different applications. Tell us about it.
Thanks, John. Yeah, RoboCup is very versatile. You can use it for so many things, tailgating, from on the boat, fishing. You can clamp it basically anywhere, and it's a double fister. It's a dual drink holder that converts to a rod holder. The rod holder may be a barbecue tong one day or a mag light. So it's got a unique shape. I'd say it's over-engineered. It's kind of on steroids, so you know it's going to work well. And you can just put it anywhere you want. So barbecue sauce, garlic salt, cell phone, GPS, you know, and definitely beer.
It's definitely a place for you to, on the go, to keep all of the things that you are always trying to find or misplace when you're out at a game or in a parking lot or on a boat. You know, I'm looking at your display here, and there's really not an application that it doesn't work with. I'm looking at a cooler that's a rolling cooler, and you've got it attached to the extendable arm.
And that's the thing, you nailed it, is that it's got so many uses. And when I was developing RoboCup, people already have a rolling cooler. I don't want to resell a rolling cooler and have a high price point. RoboCup was intended that 98% of Americans can afford one. And if they already have a rolling cooler or fold-out camp chair or Easy Up, that they can just clamp it right on there. And the portability is what separates RoboCup from anything else, is that it attaches, no tools required, it's spring-loaded, it's secure, and you can take it from your rolling cooler to your camp chair to your Easy Up in 1 second.
That's what I was going to ask you. How easy is it to maneuver from one place to the other so that you know, because a lot of times, especially out in the parking lot, you're visiting with friends, you want to have easy access to your drink, but then you move or you migrate somewhere else in the parking lot. Can you just take it with you and hook it back up somewhere else very easily?
Exactly. Just grab it with two hands, almost like an exercise tool. Got two powerful stainless steel springs, so it's not going to rust. You squeeze it, you open it, clamp it, you're done. And it's just where you want it. Next time you want it 1 inch lower, drop it 1 inch lower. So it's exactly where you want it, totally handy. And then you can take it with you wherever you want.
Now, how big of a drink will it actually hold? Are there anything from a 12-ounce can to a large water bottle or something like that?
Yeah, the top cylinders that hold the drinks are pretty deep for one thing, so it's not a shallow cup holder, so that makes it secure. You can put a bottle of wine in there if you wanted to.
Nice.
You can put a 22-ounce beer in there. Most of the drinks from the fast food places have a tapered base to it.
Right.
If it fits in your car cup holder, it's definitely going to fit in a RoboCup, which is a little bit bigger than a car cup holder, so most
now,
of the time.
Yeah, and I'm looking, and I don't see a color that you don't have. So you have
Camo is the one color that's going to be added. So we got a camos coming, and that's going to complete it. And I think that putting the right color in someone's hands makes a difference.
Yeah.
They're from Texas, it's probably orange, Alabama red,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. So now opening up some opportunities with the different colors.
Now, where can folks that are listening pick up a RoboCup, or where can they order?
The easiest way is just Amazon Prime, two-day shipping. It's $19.99, and they'll get it to you in 2 days.
And that comes with two?
They're all double. So the nice thing with RoboCup is that you have your drink on one side and your sunglasses on the other, or maybe it's just two drinks. So they're all doubles, which separates RoboCup from other cup holders out there, because they're all singles. They don't nearly work the same way. You got to try it to believe it. It's very demonstrable and touchy-feely product, and then it's impressive. So,
if they want to take a look at this, and we'll get a photo on our website, but where can they actually check out the product online before they order?
Yeah, absolutely. There's videos online at therobocup.com.
Okay.
And all the images are there. It shows clearly how to use it. And any questions, just email me.
Fantastic. AJ Zakarian with the RoboCup, therobocup.com. Thank you for letting us visit your booth for a while, and have a great show.
My pleasure. Thanks, John.
You bet.
That was fun.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you, or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
DJ Gadget.
This is cause for a celebration.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. And I call myself the Grill Sergeant, but I am nothing compared to the lead man over at Party King Grills. And if you have not had a chance to check out their products, you need to do so at your earliest convenience. I want to bring in right now Mr. Chuck France. Chuck, welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. More importantly, how are things over at the Party King Grills headquarters?
Well, I don't think they could ever have been better. We are so busy. This has been a great fall. The football season has kicked off, and the sales are rolling.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about Party King Grills for those of us that aren't familiar with it, and just give us some background, like when you got started and where you're set up and all
John,
good stuff.
I think it's probably about our 15th year by now building these. It started out as kind of a hobby years ago. I'd make one of these hitch mount swing out tailgate grills and take it to the ball game, and before I'd get home, somebody already bought it. And it kind of evolved from there to where now that, we work around the clock during the football season. And NASCAR also is a pretty good market for us. We sell a lot of grills to those folks, too. But primarily the football guys have made us able to have a business, and it's a great business. We got a neat line of products. Our flagship model, the one we started with back years ago, is still our number one seller. We call it the Swing and Smoke 8612, and it's a grill that rides in the hitch, swings out to use when you get to your destination, and then folds back up to travel. It has a place to store your ice chest while you're traveling on the back of the arm, too. And a little bit about the grills. These are a really high-end stainless steel, as good a grill as you could get your hands on, and a three burner. We'll also make an apparatus called the twin valve manifold that allows you to fuel this big grill while you're on the road with just two of those lantern bottles. So that works pretty good too. So it's highly portable, very versatile, and also when you're not using that grill to tailgate with, it has an optional backyard stand, and you can put it on the backyard stand, use it on the patio year-round, then pop it off the stand, put it on the swing arm, head down the road, and go do some tailgating. But that's kind of how a little bit about what we really got going. This year we have a new product as well called the Tailgate Transport. Since our system is a component modular system, you can put our grill head on the swing arm, you can put on the backyard stand, and this year you can put on the Tailgate Transport. And that's a two-wheel dolly type setup that the grill fits on the top of, ice chest goes underneath it, and it also rides on your hitch. So you can plug it in the back of your vehicle hitch, take it to where you're going, pop it off, roll it anywhere you want to go. We had to build that because some of the places now are not letting people tailgate in the parking lots like they used to, and they provide them with the tailgate campground. And so you can offload this curb and roll it anywhere you want to go. It's all terrain. It's got big tires on it, and pretty cool deal.
Now, where are you guys located?
We're warehouses in Oklahoma City.
So your Oklahoma company.
Crossroads of I-35 and I-40. We can ship it anywhere in a hurry.
Now, you were telling me the other day, and I don't know if we can talk about it on the air, and if we can't, we'll cut it out, but you said you've got a new product on the horizon. Can you tell us anything about that?
I've got a couple of them. Yes, the new Tailgate Express, that's going to, we're expecting that to do pretty well. That's a little trailer with grill integrated into it. It's got a cargo bay on it. It's not, there's really nothing out there that we've seen quite like it, but we're actually finishing up the first one this next Wednesday, so we'll be able to debut it at Norman, the next home game that the Sooners have. But it's got a cargo bay on it. The propane tanks are like your RV camper tanks. They're on the front of it, and then it's got a 5.5 foot long, 3 feet wide cargo bay in the center. Access it through the top, and the grill on the back. The top access that way you don't have to have no swing out grill. It makes it a little bit more simple to build. And then the top of the trailer also acts as your buffet table when you're when you got unloaded. So we're looking forward to that. It's got great a lot of real estate on the side of it to graphic for all the graphics you want to put on it. We found that Fatheads makes some killer graphics that we use on a lot of our products. We don't actually sell Fatheads. We refer people to them, but we buy a lot of their Fatheads and put on our products. And it's like a rolling billboard when you deck it all out.
Yeah, and
let's see, the other thing we're building, we started that last Thanksgiving. It took a while to get it going. It's the Biker Q. It's a grill for the biker crowd.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Chuck. You said the Biker Q. Are you telling me that you've put together a barbecue pit, a grill that is compatible to a?
I rode a bike since I was 12 years old, and we used to chase jackrabbits on Sunday afternoons with our motorcycles. And then we rode a lot when we were kids, but got busy and grew up, and 30 years later, 40 years later, here I am riding a Harley. And we had a customer call from Seattle last Thanksgiving and wanted us to build them a grill for their Harley, and we kind of just blew it off. Didn't think that was anything we wanted to mess with because we're plenty busy anyway. But our engineer got to looking at that and said, there's probably a market there for that. And I said, are you kidding me? But it actually is a market. And what we do is we build our one burner grill, which is a high-performance little stainless steel grill. We put that on the back of one of the little mini trailers that the bikes and tracks tow. And there's a trailer company here close to Tulsa that's one of the leading trailer companies. And we went to them and with the idea of what we had, and they loved it, so they incorporated it into a model of trailer. And you can pull them with a small motorcycle or a big cycle. They make five or six different sizes. And then you got the option of having the Biker Q grill on the back of it. And it's a cool deal. We took it to Sturgis and was a hit up there. So this weekend we'll be at Fayetteville at the Bikers, Blues, and Barbecue Rally. And hopefully it'll be successful there as well.
You know what, every time I think I've heard of just about everything, somebody surprises me. And Chuck, I've known you for a while, and you never cease to surprise me with the innovation that you guys have over at Party King Grill. So whenever my wife lets me get that Harley finally, I've got another accessory I can attach to it. And you call it the Biker Q?
Biker Q, yeah. You go to Party King Grills, and it'll be on our website this weekend. We just we're going to do photography actually this afternoon on it. We had some preliminary photography. We didn't really like it, so we're starting over. And we'll have it up in time for the folks in Fayetteville to look it up once they see it there. But it's just fun. You know, I had no idea how much fun them bikers had. I've always been too busy working to pay attention to what everybody else does. But those bikers, there's some pretty neat folks out there, and they're really great. They're patriots. I like that. You know, they're pretty solid folks, and sometimes there's a few rowdy ones, but we managed to find a lot of them that aren't too rowdy, and we kind of fall kind of in the middle there, and we just have a ball with them.
Well, and the good thing about the rowdy ones is they got to eat, too. So if they need a biker queue.
They get hungrier than the rest because they worked up an appetite.
Hey, where can folks check out the Party King Grill online?
Just partykinggrills.com.
Can they order directly from your website?
We don't do a whole lot of dealer affiliation with Party King. We got a second brand that's be out next year. It's already pre-sold to some big box stores, and that'll be a dealer item. But Party King Grills, we don't take on too many dealers. This is it's a little too much of a premium product to leave any, you know, the margins for the dealers. Time they add on to the price of what we've got, customers kind of squeal.
Well, it means you're making a quality product, so they can buy that directly on the website at Party King Grills.
Yeah, they can buy it straight from us, and we fulfill orders all day, every day.
Well, folks, I'm here with Chuck Franz and Party King Grills. Chuck, do you get a chance to get out in the parking lot on the weekends? I know you said you mentioned you were going to Norman. What's the reaction when you're out in the parking lot and you bring out a new product or maybe an existing product that you've had and they see that product for the first time?
Well, the folks that see it the first time, they get pretty excited. We're always getting comments that we've got a file full of kind words from previous customers, and everybody likes what we build. And if we ever have a problem, we bend over backwards to make them happy. And I don't want to say this too loud or on the radio because that's never happened. But so if I say this, somebody's going to probably send one back. But since we've started, we've never had a return. We've had some exchanges where they bought something different than they wanted and they thought they wanted it, but we managed to take care of folks. And well, it's really a family. I mean, the tailgaters are just kind of become family to Party King, and we just welcome them to the Party King family when we sell them a grill, and hopefully we have them for life.
Well, and you've got a great sample audience out there in Norman at the OU games. I've been to a couple of tailgates in Norman, and that is a fantastic game day environment, and I'm sure they appreciate you guys out there and checking it out.
And the guy that the shareholder in our company, you know, he's an old Norman alum. He played ball back in the late 60s. I think he's still pretty well known there. He always said they should have named the football field after him instead of Owens, because every pass Owens ever threw, he's the one that put it through the end zone.
Well, I want
to. We have some good places to go there. He's always provides us with great parking, and a lot of folks come by where we're at when we're in Norman.
Well, I'd love to reconnect with you up there before the end of the year.
I hope we do. I'd love you to come up. It's been a while since I've seen you, and always enjoy getting to see you.
Yeah, and we'll and of course that whole OU contingency out there is always a friendly crowd, and the food's always good, and the people are always great hosts. So I'll definitely try to connect with you later, and we'll try to get up there, and I'd love to see some of these new Party King Grill products, and you can find Party King Grill products at the website at partykinggrills.com. Chuck Franz, thank you so much for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio.
Hey, John, thank you, man. Appreciate you, and you keep up the good work.
And welcome back, Tailgate Nation. Thank you again so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We're so happy that you continue to download our show each and every week, and we couldn't be more happy with that, and we really appreciate your feedback. One of the segments that we're going to be doing in the future is your feedback actually on the air. So we'd love for you to reach out to us on Twitter. Next week, we're going to be answering some Twitter questions and responding to some Twitter comments, and that's going to be a fun little segment. And you can also verbalize what your thoughts are of the show. If you love the show, great. Tell us about it. If you think the show sucks, tell us about that too. Tell us why. We'll put you on the air and with your comments. So, you know, if you want to do that, you can go over to our hotline number at 210-625-8710. Leave a message there, and if it is fit for broadcast. And again, we're on podcast, so, you know, this is a guerrilla radio, so you can get pretty risque if you want, but, you know, that's not, the shock value is not going to get you on the air. So just make sure you have something, as Romy would say, have a good take. Or however he does it. I can't do his voice, obviously. But, just let us know your feedback. We always want to hear good, bad, otherwise, how can we make the show better? One of the things we're working on really hard is bringing you guys some great guests for the rest of February and into the spring. We know that there are great opportunities to bring in some of the top names in sports, food, celebrities, and we're working hard to bring those folks to you, and we hope to have some great lists, and we'll have those names up on our website over at Tailgate Radio. Another reason to head over there and check it out, and tell your friends about the show. You know, it's a 35 to 55 minute show depending on the content and what we're doing, and we would love to have you on board. And of course, if you can hit that download button, that certainly helps our statistics. It helps our great sponsors that we have out there. And speaking of our sponsors, go over and check out our sponsors' websites and their pages. It doesn't cost a penny for you to go check some things out, and if you do decide to buy something, that's great, but you certainly don't have to. So go check out our great sponsors over at harrys.com, Bombas, B-O-M-B-A-S, great folks over there, the great people at Amazon, they're great partners of ours, as well as over at Shirtsicle. Shirtsicle is our official merchandise, our t-shirt company, based in Chicago, Illinois, and they are really cool. They will ship a shirt anywhere in the world, and we're working hard to have that March 1st deadline to have 25 new designs on the website for you to order, and we're excited about getting those out to you. So we don't have much time left, so I hope those elves in the back that are doing the design are getting the job done, because there's not much time left to do that. I want to thank everybody here at Tailgate Radio for continuing to make this show possible, and we certainly want to thank again our sponsors for helping keep the lights on and keep the bandwidth going and all the production costs associated with the show, and the team we have here. We could not make this show happen without all of their support, so we continue to try to get better, improve, and if you heard earlier in the show, we've got Track Smack with Dawn Murphy is going to be airing in just a couple of weeks. She's getting ready for Daytona 500, and she's going to have some really good guests on her show every week, and we couldn't be more happy to be in cahoots with Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. She is a racing badass, and like she said in our interview, you know, she's not an expert, she's a super fan, but she's super knowledgeable too, so I wouldn't dismiss that. And she brings in some of the biggest names in motorsports on her show. So if you're a motorhead, a gearhead, a NASCAR fan, an IndyCar fan, an NHRA fan, get ready, because the high octane show that is Track Smack with Dawn Murphy is going to be coming up real soon. So folks, for everybody here and everything we do here at Tailgate Radio, we want to thank you once again for your support. And as we always say around here, we mean it. We always say it. Keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. catch you on down the road.